Third Eye Awakening. Learn how to open your third eye chakra, increase your psychic abilities, mind power, and positive energy through mindfulness meditation, aura cleansing, and self-healing. By Tiana Green. Narrated by Susan Piper. Introduction. Self-healing comes in several forms, and some will be addressed in this post. The first method of self-healing is meditation. Meditation is good for the body in so many respects, but it is particularly necessary when you are sick or injured. It helps to induce tension and helps to relax your mind. Thousands of thoughts fill our heads every day, most of them full of anxiety and tension. It helps relax our mind and our body when we meditate, so we can release tension from the cells and our body can start its own natural healing process. If our thinking is full of negative energies, doesn't it have access to the positive energy of self-healing? Meditation helps us expel this negativity that develops all day long so our body can heal. Another method of self-healing occurs in ancient martial arts such as Tai Chi and Qigong. Among the reasons they work so well for a self-cure is that the soft and deep breathing motions and much-needed oxygen to the muscles. Oxygen has an immense healing properties, and our muscles and organs never get all the oxygen they need. Because we have a pattern of regular, shallow breathing as a species rather than deep, nourishing breaths that deliver the oxygen to cells. With shallow breaths, we only take in a small amount of oxygen, which is rapidly being used by the body and delivered to the brain and vital organs. This leaves our other cells, muscles, and organs with every little leftover. Tai Chi and Qigong are immensely inserted in our system by their deep breathing and gentle muscle movements, while gentle movements facilitate the distribution of oxygen to the cells and muscle groups. Chapter 1. The Awakening. Today, there is an awakening in the world that will totally change the way we live on the planet. This awakening is a change of awareness. It is an understanding that we are spiritual beings with a human experience. It's a reminder of who we are. We are conscious beings who are master energy manipulators. Energy is just that. It is impartial, it has no agenda, and it is, by its very nature, unconditional. We are energy masters. All energy is at our service. It's as perfect for us as we want. If we don't realize that, what happens in the unconscious mind is our structure of belief will be what forms the energy around us into what we see manifested. This awareness does not happen overnight. It's a phase that could take years. But it's a very worthwhile process if you are tired of the BS in your life. It is a gentle process of changing from using your mind to keep your life under control to allowing your heart to lead your life. Historically, mankind has existed under the myth of separating us from the divine and of being deficient at birth. The consequence of the first delusion was that a caring, loving being that dwells inside each of us could not be understood and felt, and this is the divine. In reality, this impact on our everyday lives is that we feel we are victims of the conditions in which we live. The second misconception was a disdain for ourselves and a conviction that we are not good enough or deserving and so have to suffer. This constantly induces drama into our lives to sustain this belief. We need to construct actually suffering so we can be a victim to ourselves and others. We also do so because we need to make sure we are alive. As gods, we chose to distinguish ourselves from all understanding of our divinity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?